in tonight's Wildcats Den, the boys and girls basketball teams are rolling. We'll hear from a couple players on both sides, as well as girls coach Leslie Riddle. The wrestling teams got their season started with a couple of matches this past Saturday and last night at Cookeville as well. Joined now by senior girls basketball player Hallie Ledbetter as we go inside the Wildcats Den. Hallie, for you, a couple of double-doubles and two wins last week against Pickett County and Creekwood. How'd that feel to get a couple double-doubles and play so well?
Well, I've never really had them like in a row like that, and I think rebounding is one of the biggest parts of my game, of course, but scoring-wise, I didn't think that I would ever get up there. Of course, you know, 10 points versus 5 points is a game-changer, so I think those double-doubles really helped my perspective on the game and trying to get me to score more and stuff like that, and really made me get a little looser when it comes to scoring because I've never really tried to do that.
So has it been kind of a point of emphasis for you and trying to kind of up your scoring a little bit this year?
Definitely, because, I mean, we have girls on our team that want to score and can score just as much as me, if not more. But I think as a senior, trying to do everything on the floor is really getting into my head, like trying to rebound, trying to play defense. But scoring for me this year is more important than ever, so...
We've noticed it, especially on the defensive side of the ball, getting a lot of steals. You're getting a ton of rebounds on both sides of the ball. Is that something you've always kind of tried to do, or is it something you really tried to step up this year with?
Rebounding I've always been pretty good with. Steals, I can't really notice in a game if I get one. Most of the time, you know, it's a pass is deflected by one of my teammates, and I just so happen to pick it up. So I'd say it's really the teamwork that gets the steals. I never really get, you know, solo steals. I say, like, Ellie Butler's probably the best with getting steals on the team. But rebounding is something that I've always been pretty good at.
That was a big win over Creekwood on Friday. That was a team that made the 3A semifinals last year and pretty much the same team that they returned this year. How much confidence did it give you guys to beat them the way you did and kind of just, I mean, go forward saying, hey, we can get to the same spot they were in?
I think that game was probably one of our biggest wins yet. Of course, you know, we've never played Creekwood. We didn't really know what we were getting into. But watching film on them and everything, they are a really good team. And like being able to beat them as much as we did and having other girls that don't get to go in the game as much get to go in and play because we were, you know, having such a good game, that brought us a lot of confidence and stuff. And we really got to see what we should work on in practice after that game, you know, practice zone defense and stuff like that. So it gave us a lot of confidence going forward, like with our actual district games.
Did it raise the expectations at all? Of course, there's always high expectations when you put on the Livingston jersey, and especially on the girls' side, too. You guys have had a lot of success. But did that win kind of raise the expectations going forward this season?
We always say that we want a target on our back, and, you know, I think every team wants that. And I feel like going into this season, the target wasn't really there because of our, like, preseason rankings that we received. But I believe that after that game, the target was brought back, and other teams really, like, kind of saw us and, like, noticed us a little more, which, you know, they should have been from the beginning. But after that game, I really think that it brought it back.
What's your favorite part about Christmas?
I don't know. I really like the food, but I like spending time with my family more, getting to go see all my family members and stuff.
I've asked the other ones, too. Do you have three favorite Christmas movies that you have to watch?
I'd say Christmas Vacation is top. Like, you can't really beat that. Probably Home Alone and Elf.
Focus in practice this week, you kind of mentioned it. It sounds like the boys team, too, kind of working on that zone defense. It's a good Smith County team coming in. What are you guys kind of focusing on to get ready for the Owls?
We've not really talked about it yet, but I'm sure, you know, today in practice we're doing a lot of skill work, post work, and guard work, but... I think what we do need to focus on is a lot of our 10 defense and trying to talk and communicate in defense because we've not been doing very well on that recently.
All right. That's senior Hallie Ledbetter with the girls basketball program. Joined now by sophomore Cole Harris of the boys basketball program. Cole, and of course, a great start to the season, undefeated, have some good wins on the resume. How fun has this year been so far?
It's been good so far. I mean, coming off an injury and getting to get back right in the action and have fun.
You mentioned kind of coming off that injury. What's that adjustment been like, and how long did it kind of take you to kind of get back up to game speed?
I'm still not there yet, but it's taken a while, and I've really had to work on it.
Just a sophomore this season, still young in your high school career, if you're kind of coming from middle school to this high school level, what's maybe been the biggest adjustment you've had to make in your game?
The speed of the game, how it's played.
Is there anything you can do in the off season to get ready for that, or is it just kind of getting experience?
Putting up shots, working on it on your own, and just grinding.
What kind of player would you consider yourself out there on the court?
I can do it all. I can get to the rim and shoot, but I've got to get my shot back from where I've been out so long and get back in shape.
Well, it's been pretty evident you can get to the rim. I've put on a couple of good moves and saw that one in the Creekwood game as well. Do you have any fun or cool Christmas traditions that you do, you as a family or you yourself do?
Nah, we play board games every once in a while, but no, not really.
Those are pretty good. What about Christmas movies? Do you have a top three?
I don't watch a ton of Christmas movies, if I'm being honest.
Fair enough. But what are you guys kind of focusing on in practice this week?
We've got to release our man in our fist defense and get in our gaps and play better help side defense.
You guys have any weird pregame superstitions?
No.
Who's the funniest guy on the team, do you think?
Oh, me, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So some confidence there. Is there any reason why?
No, I'm just fooling myself.
Fair enough. Do you dislike or do you like not having a Tuesday game?
I don't really know. I want to play. I'd rather have one, probably.
Fair enough. That's sophomore Cole Harris with the boys basketball team here at Livingston Academy. Welcome into the Wildcats Den. We're joined now by senior Nick Emrick, a band member with the Livingston Academy Wildcats Band. And Nick, first of all, what instrument do you play?
That's a kind of weird question. I play every saxophone, so alto all the way up to Barry. Currently playing Barry.
What got you into playing in the band?
If I'm going to be honest, originally it was to get out of keyboarding class. But it kind of grew into a passion, and now I can't really see myself doing anything else.
How long have you been playing?
Since fifth grade, so I think this would be my eighth year.
Was saxophone the first instrument you learned to play, or did you start on something else?
No, it was always saxophone. I started on it, and I've grown with it.
How did you, I guess, was that your choice, or was it just kind of random whenever you first started?
Well, when I was having to choose, I kind of looked at all of them. I didn't want to play the trombone. Well, that was my second option. I just didn't want to play the trombone. And then I saw saxophone. I was like, isn't that from that one song? And that's just what led it here. That's what led that way.
What's your favorite part of being in the band?
Oh, definitely the trips.
Where do you guys go? Take me through that.
Oh, okay. So we go to every game right now, except York, but that's a bit of a personal thing. And then we also go to, like, 8 competitions at max a year. So we go compete against other bands like Cookeville, Forest, and all that jazz. And we participate to see where we rank among them. Though, obviously, there's divisions like small band, big band. We're a small band.
Gotcha, cool. Would you rather play at a sporting event or in a band competition against other schools?
Oh, this is hard. If it's just for, like, the energy, I definitely want to play at a game. But I think I'd much rather prefer playing at competitions because it's other people you can talk to that know exactly what you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite song to play or maybe a favorite style that you guys play?
Oh, without a doubt, jazz. I love playing jazz, but my favorite song is, we've gotten some new ones recently, so I'm trying to think. Between the new ones, it's definitely, we have this song called Uptown Funk, and pretty much I get to play the bop bop da bop bop da bop bop. I just love it.
So when you started back in fifth grade or so, did someone introduce you to band, or what got you interested in it?
Mr. Holbrook. He was the former band director at the middle school. And just how much energy he had, I guess it kind of drew me in more towards that because, you know, I was trying to find a way out of keyboard in class. And, I mean, there's this man saying he can make me this great player. And I was like, I'm down for it.
Do you have any future plans of playing the saxophone after high school?
Oh, yeah. I'm going into tech for it, hopefully. I applied. And then I'll get to a band director position. And then hopefully I'll go get my master's degree in performance. And then go for college professor status.
Cool. That's senior Nick Emrick with the band here at Livingston Academy.
We're joined now by head basketball coach of the Livingston Academy girls basketball program, head coach Leslie Riddle. And Coach Riddle, I'll start it off. A big win last week against a really good Creekwood team, 51-35 this past Friday. Defensively, it was a really, really good game. What were your thoughts on that win?
I was extremely happy with the win. I mean, obviously, Creekwood is a power in AAA, and
you know, since Russell, since Coach Wilson's been there. I mean, he's done a great job with that program. And even years when he didn't have a whole lot of talent, he was able to, you know, have winning seasons and get his team to the state tournament sometimes. And so they're a really good program. Like you said, defensively, I think that was our key. They score in a lot of different ways, and they're very disciplined, but I felt like we did a really good job defensively.
I assume it was kind of a key to try to focus on Brianna Burgess, their leading scorer in that ball game, and of course their other senior, Laura Nichols, still scored it pretty well, but you guys were able to shut down Burgess for the most part. Was that kind of the game plan going into that game?
It was. We didn't really have a really good scout on them. We had only one game film from this season. And we saw that she was probably the biggest key. We obviously knew that Nichols was as well, but we didn't feel like we could shut them both down. So that was a goal, and it hurt us in some other places, but it's something that, you know, we'll have to continue to work on to be able to, you know, shut down one and help each other when there's only really four playing defense against the others.
Coach, how much confidence does it give the team, or do you think it gave the team, knowing that they can do that to a team that made it to the 3A semifinals a year ago and returned pretty much the same team?
You know, with high school girls, who knows? You know, sometimes their confidence gets up and down, and there's really no justification for it one way or the other. I think, you know, with this group, it's about learning to trust each other, and games like that allow them to grow in that area, especially defensively. A lot of defense is trusting your teammates in the right place, and you don't feel like you've got to cover two different things, or you don't help because you don't feel like somebody's going to help you. So a lot of the situation is to trust at this point, and hopefully that will grow with that win.
Coach, how good has your senior and Hallie Ledbetter been, and especially in these last two games with two double-doubles?
And phenomenal. You know, she's just grown as a player and really a leader over the last couple of years. And I'll be honest, she's way better of a basketball player than I expected her to be. And she just loves it. She goes out there, and it's everything she's got, every play. So she's really been a leader for us.
I got a chance to talk to her as well for the Wildcats Den interview today, and she was saying how she's trying to get some more points offensively. How much, if she's able to do that, if she's able to average 10 points a game, how much would that help you guys offensively?
Oh my gosh. If we could have, you know, got Ellie doing a lot of scoring, of course, Aaliyah doing a lot of scoring, and if Hallie's doing the same thing, of course, Keely Mullins can too. We're trying to get her to be a little more offensive minded, and so, you know, we're blessed this year with five kids that can really score the ball. And if Hallie, that is a goal of Hallie's, and that's something we've been asking her to do, you know, look for opportunities to score. And of course, some of hers comes on offensive rebounds because she's such a good rebounder. But I don't really know how much better that would make us, but I'm excited to think about it.
Coach, back-to-back weeks where you don't have a Tuesday game both this week and next week. As a coach, do you like that or do you not like it?
Early in the season, I love it. Because, you know, you've seen all the things. We've played a lot of different styles of play of teams up to this point, and we've noticed a lot of things that were our weaknesses or things we need to work on so far. So at this time of the season, it's really good to break things down, and, you know, you might just have a full shooting practice or, using screens for 30 minutes or something like that. Or this time it's given us some time to look at some film and let the kids really see what we're seeing from the sideline and maybe open their eyes to some of the things we're trying to explain to them, and they don't really understand until they see it on film. So this time of the year, I love it. Now, later on, I don't feel the same way about it.
Well, unfortunately, later on, looks like, obviously, especially once you get into district play, there's not going to be too many weeks where you don't have at least two games during the week. But, Coach, you mentioned kind of some weaknesses throughout the start of this year. What are some things that you have noticed that you guys are working on in practice?
Well, Hallie's rebounding extremely well, but I don't think the others are. I don't think we're being very fundamental on that. I think we're running in there and jumping a lot, and our box outs need to be better. I feel like we're turning the ball over way too much, taking too many chances. And, you know, we're, as a veteran team, and most of them are veteran, I feel like we're taking some bad shots. So we're trying to analyze that and try to figure out what's a good shot and what's a bad shot. Execution, obviously, that's got to get better, and it will as the year goes along.
Coach, obviously your starting five is very talented. They can score the ball, play really good defense. But it seems like this team is going to go as far as your rotation players, which for right now is Emma Poston, Tessa Hargis, and Bailey Allred. How big is their growth in terms of you guys having success later in the season?
I don't think you can measure it. It's probably the hugest thing at this point. We've tried a lot of different people. We're trying different people even in practice to see who gels. It might not be, you know, the best player, you know, of the other kids, or the best scorer, or the best whatever. It may be the one that works the best with those five when they can come in and out. Well, we're looking for all kinds of things. And I mean, realistically, you're going to get somebody in foul trouble. Somebody's going to get injured. You know, something's going to happen. So we've got to continue to try to grow those kids. So I think that is the most important thing for this team right now, you know, as a big picture, to try to develop some of those people, two, maybe three of them. I mean, I'm the kind of coach, I like to play 8, 9, 10 kids if I can, especially in this tough district and throughout this difficult season. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a really big, big, big factor for us at this point.
Well, Coach, it's a non-district game coming up on Friday, another home game for you guys against a good Smith County team, a well-coached Smith County team. What do you know about this Owls team?
Well, I know they like to play fast. They like to make you make mistakes and play fast, and we've played into people's hands with that so far this season. I think that's one of our weaknesses at this point, talking about the, you know, too many turnovers. Of course, Hawkins at the point is she's just gotten better and better. I liked her as a freshman when she was playing as a freshman, and she's just gotten better and better. Of course, Matt does a phenomenal job, always has, whatever he's coaching. So, you know, I feel like they'll have some scheme ready for us. I don't know, just early in the year, I feel like we need to spend a little more time thinking about ourselves and the opponents, but I do feel like there'll be a good opponent for us.
It's going to be a fun matchup. That's head coach Leslie Riddle with the Livingston Academy girls basketball team.
Inside the Wildcats' den, we're joined by freshman girls basketball player Emma Poston. And Emma, coming off the bench for a really good LA team right now, what do you try and do to come in and make an impact in the game when you do come in?
I just try to get my teammates the ball and give them more opportunities to score. That is what I've learned as a point, trying to become a point guard and being Mallie Jean Coleman's backup point guard.
Was that kind of told to you before the season that was going to be your role, or is that something that you've kind of built into as you've gotten closer to this season starting?
That is a role that I've built into. I've never really played a point guard position before, but as practices went on, I've started becoming more comfortable with the ball at that position, and Riddle has now just decided to give me that opportunity.
How much confidence does that give you, especially with a coach like Coach Riddle, who's been here forever? She's won a lot of games, and she trusts you to take over that position.
That has given me quite a bit of confidence, but I still have confidence doubts in myself because I'm so young and how this game is so much different from middle school.
What are those differences like? I know going from middle school to high school, and especially in 7AAA, of course you guys haven't gotten there yet, but when you do get there, what are the biggest adjustments that you've had to make in your game?
I cannot make some of the passes I used to be able to make in middle school. These girls are much bigger and stronger than me and faster. And there are many, many more plays than what we had in middle school.
How much fun has the start to this season been? Of course, just one loss, and that one loss was a really good game, only lost by the 2 points, had a chance to tie it at the end, get a couple of big wins last week. What has this season been like so far?
This season has been really fun. I love hanging out with these girls. They make everything much more enjoyable.
Well, in practice, and for you specifically, what are you working on to get better in your game?
I'm working on my ability to handle the ball with pressure and being able to get my teammates open and get them the ball when they need it.
How much help has Mallie Jean Coleman been? You mentioned you're kind of backing her up when she comes out of the game. You come in and try to run the offense. How much do you ask her questions? Does she help you a lot in practice?
Yes, she does. She's been a big influence showing me how to get open and get people the ball.
Now, offensively for you, are you trying to, of course you said you like to distribute the basketball and it's been working pretty well this season, but are you trying to kind of up your game and trying to score a little bit more too?
Yes, I will score when I have the chance, but if I don't, I will not force anything and give somebody else the opportunity to make something happen.
Of course, you got some big players around you as well, a couple of seniors that can score, and Ellie can score it as well. But what is your favorite holiday season?
I really enjoy Halloween.
Okay. So for Halloween, did you go out this year? Did you go as anything?
Yes, I dressed up, but that costume was a little too embarrassing.
Okay, I'll switch it to Christmas. Do you have favorite Christmas movies that you like to watch during the season?
I like The Nightmare Before Christmas, Home Alone, and I don't know.
Got to throw that Halloween switch in there with The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's always a pretty good one. Well, as this season goes on, do you have aspirations of becoming a starter, or are you just kind of trying to work and compete with the girls in front of you to make them better?
If I could become a starter, that would be amazing. But I more or less just want to compete to make them better and myself better, trying to earn that spot.
All right, that's freshman Emma Poston with the girls' basketball team here at Livingston Academy. Here's a look at the events we'll be covering from the Wildcats' Den. The wrestling teams get meets on Friday and Tuesday with the Upperman Bees. The basketball teams will be back in action on Friday at home against Smith County. For some highlights of the wrestling team's meet at Cookeville last night, you can go to ucsportsnation.com right now. We go inside the Wildcats' Den now, so we're joined by sophomore boys basketball player Tucker Miller on the boys' basketball team. And Tucker, solid couple games last week against a couple good teams, Pickett County and Creekwood. Two wins for you guys. For you, what did it feel like to get out there and get some good varsity minutes off the bat?
It was really fun. It was a good atmosphere, and just I was ready to play when it came down to the big moments.
So you mentioned those big moments, especially that Pickett County game. It's a rivalry game on the road. You guys get it to overtime, and you come in, and you've been playing all game, but you hit a couple of big shots in that overtime period. What did that feel like for yourself?
I was really excited for my team and teammates.
How much confidence are you guys playing with right now? I know I'm playing some pretty good basketball.
We're playing with a lot of confidence.
What's it like playing for your dad?
Some days it's rough, but most of the time I like it.
Do you guys have any rules that you don't talk about basketball at home? I know I had a couple of friends in high school. They'd have their dads as coaches. Do you guys have a kind of a rule or anything at home you don't talk about basketball?
No, we don't have a rule. Most of the time we talk about it together most of the time.
What kind of goals do you have for yourself this season? Maybe personal goals?
Just help my team win.
What are you trying to improve on in your game this season?
Taking charges, better defense.
What are you guys working on in practice this week?
Mostly our zone defense, just not getting backdoored or out-rebounded.
You guys, did you play a lot of zone last year, or was it more man-to-man?
We kind of mixed it up. It was about even both ways, man and zone.
Is that kind of the same plan this year for the most part?
Yeah, most of the time.
Just kind of depending on the team, depending on who you're going to play against. How nice, I know I kind of asked you guys off the air, but not playing a Tuesday game this week or next week, do you like it? Do you dislike it? What do you have on?
I'd rather play Tuesday. I like playing more games in 1 week.
Does it give you guys kind of more of an opportunity to work on things, at least in practice, to get ready for that Friday game?
Yeah, it does. It gives us more of an opportunity to scout the other team.
Christmas coming up. What are your top three Christmas movies?
Ooh, Elf, Christmas Story, Home Alone.
Those are three good ones. And lastly, Smith County coming up on Friday. Have you guys focused on them at all, or do you know anything about them?
We ain't watched film on them yet, but they'll be good. They'll be tough.
It's going to be a fun one. That's sophomore Tucker Miller with the boys basketball team. Friday night, the Livingston Academy basketball teams host the Smith County Owls in non-district action. Neither Wildcat team played Tuesday, so they've each had a full week to prepare for the Owls. The Lady Owls are 6-3 on the young season and playing without one of their starters in Marissa Spivey. The boys team is 3-6 and fell to DeKalb County 68-59 last night. Both Wildcats are playing some good basketball after wins over Creekwood last Friday and look to keep the momentum going. I'll have pregame coverage with Josh Scott starting at 5:40 right here on Livingston Zone. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats' Den.